are back. Tara, how's it going?
It's great. You know, I'm just so happy that some cool person started making an insane racket outside of our window right before we started recording.
There is. Don't know if it'll pick up, but, you know, just adds to
it's that famous Hollywood leaf blowing that everybody likes to do.
Leaf blowing and watering the sidewalk.
Watering the sidewalk.
As we have discussed.
Distracted me real bad.
But here we are, week off. We had our week off, holiday week off. We watched some great movies on the 4th of July. Been in a big Western zone. Been watching a lot of Westerns.
Yes, it's been fantastic. I love this zone.
Though today, of course, our main feature will be Sweet Young Foxes. Summer porn for those summer days. Mm-hmm. And not only are we delivering you the summer porn for the summer days, we are delivering you the anal summer. In case you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, in case you're a little behind and you need to get on your anal summer.
We're a little behind. You know, it's late in the day Friday that we're recording, and we'll be posting this immediately. Mm-hmm. But we had been working so much on getting that release out. The Richard Ramirez Eroticism split CD Anal Summer on Initiation Services. If I am savvy enough, the link will be in the description for this page. If you haven't checked it out yet, really happy with the way it came out. Tara, you absolutely killed it with not only your original tracks, but the bonus tracks. Richard killed it.
Yeah. I really like this release.
Yeah, really, really happy. So we had just been working on that all week and said we'll just get to Underground Espionage on Friday for the people. And here we are, excited to be back, you know, excited to be here in a world full of scammers, in a world full of posers, in a world full of futters. We know we have the Underground Espionage listeners. We know we have Hypatia Lee, and we know we have each other to discuss porn, to discuss all the great things going on.
Does everybody know FUD? Is that a universal term? The fear, uncertainty, doubt? We'll just explain it that time.
I just throw it out there. I just wanted to explain it one time. I want people to just catch up.
That's what I do. You know, speaking of catching up, because we did not record last week, I did have an exciting news article, Mike, that I did not tell you about.
And what
I have
you
been
got,
waiting
Tara?
To tell you. It's actually a sports news. Don't you love it when I cover? It's like I'm covering
I'm a fucking reporter right now.
Here I am. This is more like kind of like Tara's terrible book reports. So Joey Chestnut won the 2025 Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Mike. And it was such a great triumph because he had been banned in 2024, and that's what really gets me excited about sports, or when people
hot dog eating contests
and when people get banned. Do you know what he was banned for?
I don't know,
and it just really like excites me because I'm like, what was he banned for? Did he like line his throat? Did he like get a procedure to so like, you could just like
parasite?
Guzzle hot dogs? Yeah. Does he have a tapeworm? What would cause you to be banned from a hot dog eating contest? He did a paid sponsorship for Impossible hot dogs.
Hilarious. They're like, get out of here.
Yeah, they're like, get your fucking life. You can't be guzzling down our hot dogs and then do a sponsorship.
That's amazing.
For a meatless burger. So he had to make a statement. And you know what? I kind of want to read a statement because I love the series.
Give us this important hot dog news.
Chestnut told The Atlantic that the ban was the result of a misunderstanding. After last year, they really understood my relationship with Impossible a little bit better. It wasn't like I was working with other hot dogs or saying that plant-based meat is better than regular meat. They saw the campaign I was working on, and still am. It's for Meatless Mondays. People who eat meat regularly like to take a break, and if you are craving meat, even though you're committing to taking a break, you can have something that fulfills that craving. It just took some communicating for them to understand I wasn't doing anything to hurt Nathan's brand.
Amazing.
What a wonderful statement.
And he came back
statement.
Triumphantly came back. And Tara, does it say in that article how many hot dogs?
Okay.
I've never actually watched one of those. I mean, I know, you know, it's a 4th of July tradition.
It's hard to watch. It really looks awful. Helen, I'm trying to get the number. And the thing that I think, okay, this is what's so remarkable about him. And this is why I think even though if he had not made the statement, it's the reason they would want the man back. Because these hot dog eaters, like the top man, this star, Joey Chestnut, they are so much better than number two. It's like there's not even a contest. Just
blows them out of the water.
He ate 70 and a half hot dogs.
In how long?
Let's see here. In how many minutes? In 10 minutes. Hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. 70. Ooh. Like, think of what that pile of meat. But the crazy thing is the second place finisher ate 46.
Yeah, he just completely smoked.
It's like 70 versus 46.
46 seems insane.
That seems insane. And then when you talk about the pink belt, Miki Sudo, she is the current reigning women's champion. And by such a far margin, much like Joey Chestnut, she ate 33 hot dogs in 10 minutes, and that was her second lowest score that she's ever had. Wow. She holds the record of 51 hot dogs eaten by a woman. And it's crazy because, like, the second place woman is, like, 16. Like, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, yeah. They're stars in their field. Like, the whole thing is that they own the sport. They fucking own it. I'm really impressed by it. I still don't want to watch it. It's weird how small they are. Like, they can destroy this many hot dogs. I mean, I know we've, like, I've gotten fascinated before and read about how they prepare and what they do and all this stuff. And then the dipping in the water. But I just think the scandal is what I was in for.
Well, I'm glad that you did really that research exciting. For us.
Thank
and
you.
For the listeners.
Thank you.
We're all very
it was appropriate. And you know what? And maybe thrilled. It was really exciting because we did eat a bunch of hot dogs.
We've
last
been
week.
In a hot dog
so
zone.
So many hot dogs.
Ain't
I mean,
gonna
we
lie.
Can calculate how many hot dogs we ate.
Yeah, in much more than 10 minute span, though.
Yeah, much more than 10 minutes. We ate 10 hot dogs.
It's been, you know, look, we've been in the zone, but yeah, watching a lot of good stuff. Tara, what were some of the highlights?
And
that
also,
you...
Why do they have 5 packs of hot dogs?
Tara's
packs of buns.
She's still
really?
Going on the hot dogs. I was trying
it's
to move
really
it on.
Really upsetting.
Trying to move it on to
why
movies.
Why do they do this? It's like 4 packs of sausages, 6 buns. 5 packs of hot dogs, 6 buns. And I know everybody's rallied against this before, but it's a fucking racket. And I've enjoyed the Westerns we've been watching.
Look at that.
Do you want to name some of them?
Switching it over.
Here.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just summer. It's hot. It just feels good to go back to the Old West. Have done some rewatches as well as some first-time watches. Mm-hmm. Rewatched all the... Fistful of Dollars, Few Dollars More, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Those are just still...
Blondie!
So, Blondie and Tuco, my favorite.
Frenemies?
They're just so great. I love how he's always just trying to get one over.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always constantly, like, you know...
Screwing him over. I really relate to the sunburns and the dryness of everything.
We watched Good, the Bad, and the Ugly the day that we watched that. You had... The night before had been real dry.
God. Yeah, I had the dry throat, the dry cough. Oh, it was really
And I was like,
crazy.
Hey, it's like you, Tara.
Yeah, it is like me. My throat's so dry, I can't sleep. Coughing.
Yeah. You've been good, though, the past couple nights.
Yeah. I'm really glad. I almost got, and I also felt like Blondie when we were standing out in front of the tea yesterday, waiting in line for 30 minutes, and I was like, I felt like I was going to become blistered with sun damage.
Yeah. But you're good.
It was blistering.
Those were great. Rewatched Magnificent Seven.
God.
So
it's great
incredible.
Every time. Great every time. That was like a family thing. Like we had that on VHS for sure.
Great movie. Yeah. Really, just really great in the zone there. Watch Stagecoach. We wanted to watch one of the earliest ones, right?
Stagecoach was fantastic.
So great. You know, John Wayne falling in love with a lady of the night. You know what I mean? The oldest profession. But she was getting like, I love that she's getting like the side eye from like the proper woman. She's like,
she can sit at a table with me. No. Well, you know what I love? It's that thing about John Wayne where it's such a disservice with the constant caricatures of artists, of people, because you start to like think that he's going to be like cartoonish. And then you see John Wayne in action in a movie and he's fantastic. I love him.
Rio Bravo, another really great John Wayne.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's incredible. Definitely excited to watch some more. I want to watch The Searchers.
Yep.
That's great. Another great one that I know Tara loves that a friend of the podcast had been recommending us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Guitar.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Joan Crawford. How am I going to not get excited about Johnny?
When you were talking like her for, like, you know, good.
I know. I can't. It's really hard once we watch something with Joan Crawford in it. And then I want to talk like, I can't. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
But yeah, so just been in a really, really good zone.
We also watched Rambo 3.
Did watch Rambo 3.
Fantastic. Amazing. 4th of July, Rambo 3.
Look, we did it.
Hot dogs.
We really went for it. It's been that kind of summer. Summer of porn, mm-hmm. anal summer, summer of westerns.
Hey, look,
we're really
dog.
Embracing the summer.
Well, you know, and what we did, we kind of, I got some smoked and dewy sausages. And then the other day I did this thing where I took it, opened the hot dog bun, broiled the hot dog bun, melted some cheese on the inside. And people might say, that's gross. It's not a hot dog. It's a sausage and it's smoked. So then I melted the cheese. Then I split the hot dog down the middle, right? And then I put in the middle part, I put a row of beet sauerkraut. And that was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was delicious. It was spicy. It was smoky. Had sauerkraut, so you're kind of like, oh, I'm being so healthy. Look at me. Ooh.
Couldn't be healthier.
Healthy. Couldn't be healthier.
Couldn't be healthier. And couldn't be more excited to talk about one of our all-time favorites, Hypatia
Lee. Oh, my God. She's perfect. She's so perfect. She's so beautiful. We're going to discuss it at length. We're just about to discuss it at length.
We sure are. We are such big fans. Tales of Canterbury is an old favorite. The Young Like It Hot.
Tales of Canterbury.
Which is the double feature on this disc. But we went for the summer classic, Sweet Young Foxes.
And I mean, this, okay, so out of the vintage porn, like, vintage porn, is that what we're going to call
it?
I mean, just
I don't know.
Classics, out of golden era films, out of the golden era pornographic films
there
that we have been watching, this, I would say, is the least, like, I'm trying to be a movie. Like, it's trying to be a porno. Like, this has...
really interesting.
This has longer scenes. Well, I truly think so. Like, this has a lot of...
I think it has a lot of depth to it, though.
It's very... It's quite vulvic. I mean, this film really, really is just like focusing on the female anatomy.
Yeah.
What's going on
but I think
down there.
We're taking a journey
bunch.
With these girls. The journey of discovery.
A journey of discovery.
A summer's journey of discovery.
And the summer is going to continue with them. But there isn't an anal summer in this, I will say.
No.
But there is kind of a new development.
It's kind of an oral summer.
It's a major oral summer.
100%. Maybe that's the name of the episode.
A vulvic summer.
Oral summer.
But the other development is, because this is 1983, it's a little farther down the line, we get finally the shaved undercarriage. You get bush, but the underneath.
Especially Hypatia.
The grundle
looking
is cleaned
good.
Up.
Looking good. Exactly. Hypatia looking great.
Fantastic.
Yes.
But yes, so that is kind of a development that we've seen progress over the years. But I will say that there's less exposition and plot in this than other things.
Well, but I think what it lacks in that, it makes up for in the scenery and the way it's shot. Because immediately, not only do we get the great theme song.
Yeah.
We get...
Sweet. Young Foxes.
It's so great. All the songs are great, but the way it's shot, and especially the house that Hypatia lives in with her divorced mother, Kay Parker, just R.I.P., it just has these... The sparkle that comes off the water and the sparkle that comes off her necklace, it's just total summer... warmth eye candy.
Yeah,
right
I
away.
Had to look up what that's called. It's called a cross screen filter. Some people call it the star filter. But Mike, the cross screen filter, like, again, you wonder how it's got like little cross hatches on it, and so when the light hits it, it's reflecting in the camera lens, so it makes those little sparkly things.
They made
Isn't
use of
fantastic?
It. Bob Chin, director,
so happy that they used it. Everything looked great.
Great use of it. Well, Tara,
so sparkly.
While you say, you know, it's not so much focus on exposition, I think during our discussion, we're gonna find that there's even more than you thought. But Tara,
the thing is, not focused on it. It's not that it's not there. They just don't dwell on it. It just like happens. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, we have things that occur. We have three ladies who are, like, just wrapping up their freshman year in college, looking forward to their summer.
Finishing up those finals.
Back at home, trying to decide, like, you know, if they want to commit to somebody, if they don't want to commit to somebody, they want to see if they're going to find romance over the summer, if they're not going to find romance. They're discovering themselves. They're discovering what scotch tastes like. Got a lot of scotch drinking in this, and I was trying to see the scotch bottle, and I really couldn't get it, but it did look like proper scotch. They're discovering, you know, who does, who should, and who shouldn't smoke grass. You know, Mike? I wouldn't say anything really, like, traumatic or dark happens. It's all very lighthearted, but we do learn about their history and their familial situations, and they are a bit dark, and I kind of like that. I think is what puts this over the top into a classic.
Well, that
their casual conversation is anything but casual.
I love all the conversations. I like Kay Parker and Hypatia's relationship. I mean, Kay Parker gives her, she just smacks her because she's just out all night. She's eating hamburgers for dinner.
Such dinners and hamburgers. Like, she's never been here. Well, you know, sometimes if you just smooth your hair back, then I'll be less distracted.
Sorry.
I could be less distracted.
Sorry.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it is impossible.
Let me find something else to look at over here. But, I mean, you know, I think maybe we should have Kay Parker over and make her a hamburger dinner and she can feel better about it. Like, sometimes you take the bun off. You make a salad, you put the burger out, like, you maybe get, like, a nice little, some fancy form of pickle and you have them all individually. That's an adult hamburger dinner.
I am
kind of like a hamburger steak with
fan.
Ketchup.
Well, Tara, let's get into those notes here. So you got some great notes. Let's start organizing these notes.
Oh, let's just go through it. I don't think we need to we can uncover what happens as we just kind of muff dive in. You know what I mean? Here we go.
I like it. It's an oral summer.
It's an oral summer. So Sweet Young Foxes opens on a lot of panty shots. We have a lot of ladies' torsos. We have some panties. We introduce
the great theme song.
Yeah, we get the great theme song. We get to see that the October 1982 Hustler Centerfold Pat Manning will be in the film.
She's going to be
a big
important part in the film.
There's a big to-do about it, a big to-do. But, you know, it really did bring me back to the panties of the era because they're all putting on these like stretch satin panties. And some of them have like a little lace. And Mike, I don't know if you probably weren't familiar with panty culture back in the day.
Sure wasn't, Tara. Sure
so,
wasn't.
So, you know, my like kind of like very like wholesome upbringing, my household only purchased packs of panties. They would come in a bag and they would be very large. They would be very cotton, big panties, the proper wholesome panties that you're thinking about, right? These panties were not the type of panties you get there. You would go to like Fredericks of Hollywood and then they would have these bowls of panties and they were arranged by size and you would pick them up. And like, you could also get them in the dirty section in Walmart. Like, I know that sounds weird, but there were like slutty sections there. But like any store had the like slut panty bowl and they would just be random colors and they would all be these like satin, and when they were unstretched it would all kind of like bunch up on the edges. And I do remember my friends all being like, Tara, you wear grandma panties, we're getting you panties. And so my friends like chipped in and bought me a bunch of these panties.
Like
in Sweet Young Foxes when they're like, don't you need some more eyeliner, here you go, helping
girls
out
helping girls,
because they're like, you cannot get caught in those big panties. But these panties like took me back to a specific time, to those big bowls and bins of panties. What a joy. And boy can Hypatia Lee wear a panty, I'll tell you what. She
fantastic
likes to coordinate the old red lace bra with the red panties and the red shirt and her red fingernails that look so, she has like Barbara Streisand's like
really
deadly fingernails.
Really incredible. We start on, you know, her, she just finished her last final of freshman year. She's getting her diary out.
She's talking on the phone to her friends. I just wrapped up my last final. It's great. She's so fit and she's like laying on her bed thinking.
Well, Well, we immediately get, I just want to set the scene because we're in her bedroom. We look out on the water, everything's sparkling. She's in the red shirt, red nails, red high heels. Mm-hmm. And she's reflecting on her summer and she's missing her boyfriend who's gone to Harvard.
Why did he have to go to Harvard? She just wrapped it up. She's at Cal State. Why did he have to go to Harvard?
And Tara, what does she do while reminiscing about her Harvard man?
Well, I mean, she's just thinking about the sex that she used to have with her Harvard boyfriend.
In front of a fire with plenty more sparkling, glittering fires.
In front of a sparkling fire on a fur, type of fur. While they just kind of sensually caress each other. And so then she's, you know, simultaneously in her bed and she just slowly takes off her top. Because, like, every gal in this film, when they really want to, like, when they're getting aroused, when they're, like, changing clothes, like, they just want to caress their own breasts. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
they just
yeah.
like to, like, just really give it a good thought.
Just really
just caress
really
themselves.
Just explore their
just
themselves,
explore
right?
their breath. Like, but they do it so emotionally.
That's
and
the thing
does.
Is, I'm telling you, there's a depth to this. And I think this
I'm
scene
saying,
especially
yeah, yeah.
has that. Like, she's so incredibly hot. And she's remembering that time. And she's just going at it
yeah,
out with that window looking out on the water in her bed.
She's getting aroused. And she has, like, Hypatia Lee. Those really, really thin, dark eyebrows, and then her gorgeous, like, impossibly long, thick, black, straight hair. Like, and it's just, like, very, like, Cher, you know, but really, really, like, beautiful. And her insanely long fingernails. She seems like she's a ballerina or something, right?
Well,
she has an elegance to her.
Tara, she was.
It makes sense.
That's funny
she
you
has
say
a
that,
ballerina's
Tara.
Body.
She was, and she was a dancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll cover more of her movies. And there's the Body Girls,
mm-hmm.
and the name just fell out of my head. But there's another one focused on dance, and that was like her thing. She was a dancer, Tara, and you can tell she has that elegance, Tara.
Yes, she does. Yes, but you know, and this made me think, Mike. Based on film, you know what I mean? If you people just bang in front of fireplaces constantly. So
right.
I mean, and that every mm-hmm. fireplace has like some sort of fur rug in front of it.
Right.
See, now me, I would be like, do you really need a fur rug in front of a fireplace? That seems like it would like catch on fire. I would like move it away from the fireplace. But do you think people, we don't have a fireplace.
Never have had that option.
We've always wanted a fireplace. We're always like, is this the time we get a fireplace? Especially in Michigan, we wanted one.
I could see it being pretty cool.
How many times do people lay on the floor and bang? That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, true. Right.
Like, but my point is like, watching films, you would think that people mostly, if you have a fireplace, that's where you do it. But it's like, do people really bang on the floor a lot?
Right, right. We'd want some cushions.
Because we don't. I mean,
no.
Like, I can see, like, if people have a hot tub, I would think that people who have hot tubs and pools would bang in the hot tub and pool
yeah.
all the time.
yeah.
Like, that makes, you know what I mean? Like, that absolutely makes sense, right? So hot tub, yes. Pool, yes. But, like, I don't know. But I don't know if people
I
are
hear
really,
what you're saying.
Really fucking in front of fireplaces. And then also if it like pops, is it going to burn your ass? Or I don't know. It just seems like
I do hear what you're saying, Tara. And I
now want to know. Look, hey, listeners, do you have a fireplace? You ever fucked in front of it? Just no. I'm genuinely curious. Is it something that we just don't understand the pleasures of because we've only had one in like our childhood home?
Yeah.
So we're just never tempted to buy that. I would like to know.
Yeah.
Do you have any other things in your home
yeah.
that are like, no, that's the bang spot?
Let me be clear. If you're a dude, don't be DMing Tara to tell her this. Let's make it public. You know what I mean? That's not, we're not supporting that. But let me just be clear about that.
I solicited it.
Real
I'm not
quick.
Looking for
yeah,
like,
just,
you know,
they
I'm
can
not
publicly
for photos.
Say it. If you're a chick, though, you can.
Oh,
that's
my
fine.
God.
That's
you're
fine.
Ridiculous.
Look, this is such a great scene. But also in the call, we are introduced to one of my favorite porn names, and that being one Miss Kara Lott.
I know. Doesn't it just seem like she's going to be in fear?
Yeah, like
leaving or yeah.
Frank discussion.
Yes, exactly.
Kara Lott. Care a lot. And she couldn't hang out with Hypatia that night because she had had a spontaneous date. And that date was with one Mr. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, my God. And this is like, well, first of all, okay, so I just want to say, like, that scene is a solid 17 minutes long.
Yeah,
it's
a nice
point.
Opener, yeah.
My point is, like, the scenes, like, sometimes you get in, maybe in Roommates.
Right.
You know, the sex scenes are not 17 minutes.
Right. No,
they're,
I know,
like,
what you mean. We're covering all different ones. Yeah. Peaches is sort of in the middle there.
Yes, exactly.
Summer Camp Girls and Sweet Young Foxes are definitely longer.
Yeah, but I would say that in like modern porn, like the scenes are this long. They're long.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, they
might
be
or longer. Yeah,
30 minutes long. You know what I mean? So we're kind of like building up to that.
To what that would be.
Yeah. And then it's just such an interesting opener because you have two things going on at once. Hypatia Lee is masturbating and thinking about the sexual encounter that she had while we're watching the sexual encounter that she's thinking about. So you cut back
double
and forth.
Trouble.
Yeah, and it's really great, but it's also taken very seriously.
No, that's the thing, is it's all taken very seriously.
And it's like, and even the way it's shot, like, it'll be like Hypatia Lee's snatch.
You say pussy.
I was trying to think of the word that I wanted to use. I was going to say.
This is underground espionage.
I know. I can't. I was trying to just not overuse the word pussy because I know I'm going to say it a bunch in this.
Yeah.
But it's a close up and then it kind of goes in and then it comes, pulls back out and it's her pussy in another timeline.
But that's the thing is, I think, her pussy in another timeline.
Well, but this is what I'm saying is like they're thinking about like the shots, but there's so many just full on like it's just all about pussy.
I guess that's what I'm getting at too. Everything in this movie is taken very seriously.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Like, and I think it's a celebration of
pussy. It doesn't have like a zaniness to it. It's just serious.
Yes.
And I think that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I would say the zaniest would be the Care-A-Lot character. Because she's just down for a good time. So she's, you know, meeting with Ron Jeremy. And this Ron Jeremy is like peak.
Svelte.
He's oiled up. He's super tan. He is like, he's actually like, you can see where somebody would think he's attractive. And the time.
Sure.
He's like that quintessential, like, tan, body hair, gold chain. He's like porn dude. Like, he is the quintessential porn dude. In this scene, and Care-A-Lot's like, you know, I don't drink. He's like, hey, you want a drink? And she's like, I don't drink alcohol. Do you have any pot? And he was like, no one smokes grass anymore. Have some scotch. He made her
there
a nice cocktail.
Is. Yeah,
scotch on the rocks. And what's she do? She
downs it.
She downs it real fat. And she's like, oh, I'm sleepy now. And then so he's like, okay, here, I'll wake you up. So he starts go downtown. And she's like, ew, I don't do that. That's weird. He's like, oh, wait, you don't have a taste for the forbidden fruit?
So
good. So good. Close your eyes and relax.
And she sure does. And proceeds to have a great time.
She does proceed to have a great time. And Care-A-Lot's hair is that 80, early 80s short haircut that just stands on end. Like, no part of the hair is touching the scalp. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, none of the hairs go out in every direction other than laying down. Like, you don't have any hair. Like, it will never get greasy because it's just standing up absolutely straight on end. And then when you do those, like, backlit shots, you just, like, your head looks like a Roman candle. You know what I mean? It's like, wah!
Totally.
It's wild. I love it. I'm thinking of, like, my aunt when she had this haircut. She even shaved, like the side of it into little checkerboards, and then she would take little mascaras and paint each checkerboard square a different color, which was really, it raised a lot of eyebrows. It raised a lot of eyebrows, but you know what? I was really into it. I was like, well, it'd be really fun. I would love to paint my head every morning. It would be really great, and I stand by it. So, yeah, so we get a really sweaty, oily, and Mike, I thought maybe he was oiled up. You said you think it's all sweat.
Hard to say, you know. You know, they probably weren't rocking at AC.
Yeah,
back
I don't know why.
You know, different times.
I just don't understand why people are so hesitant to turn on AC. Like, so many people are like, oh. In California especially, they're like, oh, it'll make you sick.
Hey,
I'm like, are you out of your mind? It'll make you cool.
Everyone knows we're AC people.
It'll make you less hot. That's what it's going to make you. It's not going to make you sick. You don't get sick from AC.
Look,
there's never been a study that says air conditioning makes you sick.
Look, people have their, can people, can, you know what? People can live their lives as they see fit.
That's true.
We,
if you're living a hot life
AC
in the heat
people.
With no AC.
If you're Ron Jeremy banging Carolot, I would put that AC.
Yeah, I would. I'd get a fan. At least a fan. Can we get him a fan? Anyway, but it looks great, especially with that filter. It's great. Bam. And then at the end of the scene, it was so cute when he came like stringy pearls, loads, oodles and oodles. Oodles and oodles all over the place, all over the carpet, all over her face. And her eyes are closed because, you know, it's wisdom. You don't want to get it in your eyeball. And he boops her on the nose. And
yeah.
She was so shocked. And she was like, oh,
so good.
And just kind of like stunned. Give her a little nose boop. Thought
love
that
it.
Was so cute. And then they cut out on the camera. She was alarmed, though, because her eyes were closed. But I thought it was even more charming. But then,
Tara,
okay, Mike, this
what?
Is what you are talking about. So we cut from that scene to, like, the gals hanging out again. You know, the parents have plans. They're hanging out at Hypatia Lee's house, right?
Yes, yes.
And then her sweet friend is telling about how she was afraid of the dark. And this
yeah.
is so weird. Okay, because that, like, I'm going to say this. Like, I think Hypatia Lee is perfect in every way. She is fantastic. And I've often said on a recorded media and privately to you, Mike, that I think she's a fantastic actress.
I agree. I think she is.
I think she's not her prime in this. I think
I
she's
disagree.
Still. She's a little stiff in this. Like, and I'm not trying
totally
to say that
disagree.
As a. I'm not. It doesn't take away from my enjoyment. I would say the gals are a little stiff. Everybody but Carolot, in their delivery, and it makes this scene very strange. But this scene, I think, when they're talking about being afraid of the dark, and wait, what's the actress's name?
Cindy Carver.
Yeah,
Is there other sweet young fox?
She is confessing to Hypatia Lee that she is afraid of the dark and that she's always been afraid of the dark. And Hypatia Lee is kind of going into it with her, like, how long has this been going on? And she tells a story about her parents knowing that she was afraid of the dark, and her parents are divorced. And when she was laying in bed one night and she told her dad she was afraid of the dark, and he stood at the light switch, not knowing whether or not, like, at this point, like, when she's saying he stood at the light switch, I thought it was going to be like a sexual story, like, then I was abused or then whatever. I thought it would be something else, but it turned into, it was a story of kind of like an intriguing tale of morality. She said he stood at the light switch, not knowing whether or not to turn it on or off. One hand, he wanted to keep it on to protect me because I was afraid of the dark. On the other hand, he wanted to turn it off so that I would grow up and not be afraid of the dark. And it was, she was like, and I could see the conflict in his eyes, not knowing what to do and what would be best for his daughter. And that was just such a wild
yeah.
tale.
I know. No, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And you're just like, my God. I mean, isn't that like.
That's why I love this, that in the inclusion of that in there just sets this. The tone of this movie in such a strange way.
And they're so quick. Like, these little moments happen so fast in this, right? Because immediately you get into hamburger dinner, right? And then, but just for that moment, you're like, did I just hear that? You know?
No, totally. It's like, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's like David Lynch hopped in real fast and directed a
totally.
Scene. But it has a Lynchian quality because the way they're delivering it is so weird.
Yes. No, I know
it's
what
surreal.
You mean.
It's
I
surreal.
Do know what you mean. And
yeah.
It, obviously, yeah, their delivery itself adds to the surrealness of it. And then we have Kay Parker, the mom, coming in and just disappointed in Hypatia. You know what I
She's
mean?
She's like, damn, your disrespect, Laura. She's
so mad
her.
With those big old,
God,
big
her
old
naturals,
tits of hers.
Biggest naturals. Like, big, 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 like, big. Was she ever in a Russ Meyers film?
No, I mean.
Seems like she could be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's big. Maybe she's too, like, she's not all over big. Like, you know. But man, those She's got some wallopers there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could just knock you out.
Really wild. I mean, it's impressive. Like, impressive. Like, you know what I mean? They have this scene where she's just like, Laura's like, you getting divorced and gallivanting out and staying out all night. What do you care what I do? I do it because you're divorced. Like, you know, kind of like throwing it in poor Kate Parker's face.
Kate Parker slaps her.
Slaps her. And, you know, and then this is kind of like, you know, a time when, again, the longer scenes showing the direction that this type of film is going in, but also incorporating divorce, because now we're taking like divorced parents into it. So now, again, like, it's going to take the genre by storm and the, you know, and overtake the incest of the 70s. Yeah. Now we're going to have stepmom porn. We're going to have stepsister, stepsibling, everything. Infinite combinations. But this is kind of taking that into account of like, yeah, it's because mom and dad are divorced and their daughter's acting out for attention because the mom is off fucking someone else. And like that whole...
She's going to eat hamburgers for dinner.
And it's great. And it kind of is like in a real like way. You know what I mean? And it's not like an insanely outlandish way.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It makes
sense.
Like Kate Parker's just going out with her boyfriend and she spends the evening with him. And, you know, and then the daughter's like, well, what do you care? You're never home.
But Tara, before she goes out for the evening, what does she do?
Yeah, and I'm saying, yes, Mike, this is exactly what I do in the bathroom. I just look in the mirror and I grope my tits in frustration.
Yeah.
But I will say, Kate Parker's acting is great. No, she's like, because her body language, it's like she's still angry. You know what I mean? And she's still frustrated.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my daughter, what am I doing? She's clenching her fists.
Yeah.
She's kind of gripping, just like thinking. She's got to grab them to think about it. Like, it's like when you squeeze your tits, you like, release your thinky juice.
Yeah.
Like, just like, thinky juices coming out.
Groping.
Yeah, thinking and groping. And then she's like, gosh, just gonna get in the shower and lather it all up and just like take it out of myself. You know what I mean?
You know what? I think it's the way to go.
But I did think that it was a very like emotional scene.
Absolutely.
And I think that she is great. But then, so we go from that, cut back to the gals hanging out. And again, they're just having this dark conversation about, well, since my mom died young and my dad's all in his
home. Carolot's like all zonked out on drugs.
They come up and Carolot's like asleep in the sun. They're like, there she is in her spot. And apparently she loves scotch now because she's like zonked out on whatever. Oh, they always say she's high on grass, I think, is what
I feel. I thought they were insinuating that maybe there's a little something else going on. Mm-hmm. But she's zonked out.
In the sun.
Yeah.
They pick her up, take her in, clean her up, get her all sober. She's like, thanks. I wouldn't want my dad to find me like this.
But this has my favorite. The reason I say Hypatia is so great, is a great actress, because she has my favorite line in the movie. So they're sobering up Carolot. They want to go out for the night, meet some guys.
They talk about the deaths in their family.
Yeah,
their loneliness,
about
the sadness of their parents' lives. How like divorce and death has changed the trajectory of everything.
See what I tell you, this is a deep movie. And
sadness, horniness. It's like they start talking about like guys they like, and they're just talking about how sad and horny they are. And then
it's time for Carolot. She's like, you know what? I'm gonna get in the shower and sober up so we can go out. And I patiently says, why don't we all shower together?
Let's all take a shower together.
Yeah. Which, you know, as you do. You know what I mean? As the ladies do.
It is funny. Like, I actually did do that with my friends.
Fantastic.
We did shower together. Like, fantastic. In high school. Like, I don't know. But, I just, like, why?
But to me, that's just...
And I don't know why.
To me, that's such a great... it's such a perfect porn line of like, let's all take a shower together.
Yeah.
Like, so great,
let's
right?
Let's all take a shower
But they're in some great, crazy house that has like this weird, like, double shower and then like a shower on the other side, but you can look over and see it.
Yeah, well,
and,
it's like a big, like, whirlpool tub. So it has like the spray head. So Hypatia's in there. And then we have Carolot
using that spray
head. And then in the long shower, but it has two heads, which I'm like, yes, big shower should have two shower heads. But then you would think somebody else would get in there, but she doesn't. I thought they would get in the shower together.
Yeah, they're sort of like a bit separated. But hey, either way, they're taking a shower together. They're getting that shower head going. Great song going on this one.
We're all going out to go out and have a good time.
Yeah,
that's
we're going out. We're going to party.
have a good time. I don't remember how it goes, but it's fun. And then, I get, you know, this is like my favorite scene when Carolot's like, Cindy, what's her name? The little, the sweet blonde.
Yeah.
She's just like, how's my makeup look? And like, she's kind of like the most sad and innocent. Like, she's like sad and wholesome, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's like, oh, how's my makeup look? It looks terrible, I bet. And Carolot's like, you don't wear enough makeup for anyone to notice. Let me show you how to paint your face.
So good.
So then she puts all this, and the big reveal, you expect her to look clownish or like, you know,
no, she looks great.
Like Gene Simmons or something. And she goes, oh my God, it's really different. I look so old.
Which is funny.
Hilarious.
Because beginning of, well, I get, oh, you know, we should interject. I did want to interject here and say that, you know, I did have a really funny dream because Tara, I mean, I know you've all seen Tara. Tara's been talking about.
They haven't all seen me out.
Tara's been talking about, you know, all the problems with her.
Yeah.
And just how you know, basically, if you hear Tara talk about herself, you'd think she was what was in my dream. A really fat, bald chick who wanted to sex me. And I said, no, but in my dream. But I told her, I'm like, Tara, I had a dream.
It's me.
And that it wasn't you, though, in my dream.
Well, the joke is, the thing that I have will say to myself is I'm a 1,000-pound bitch in my head.
Yeah.
But again, like, look, we all have these thoughts where we're mean to ourselves and we say these things. So I don't believe that, but it's like
I don't think you do. It's
a
just very
thing
funny.
That my brain says to myself in a joke. And, you know, I was getting like, yeah, I was just like, oh, maybe I ate too many hot dogs. You know, maybe I had a lot of hot dogs. Maybe my pants fit a little different because I ate a sizable amount of hot dogs and sausages. Yeah, I am. I'm going to have one. Okay. I'm going to have one. I'm going to have a sausage. But like, I really like that sausage with the split. Like, yeah, you haven't had it when I cook it on both sides. It's real good. So like, you know, maybe I was upset about the way my pants fit, and maybe I said that, and maybe my hair sheds a lot because it's overprocessed and dyed, and it's fine. I have a ton of hair. I'm not balding, but maybe I was saying that to myself, and maybe it affected your psyche, Mike.
It's so funny. But yeah, no, this scene did make me laugh thinking about that. And yeah, I knew you know, obviously watching this, you're like, oh, this is like the Tara scene.
Old.
This is the Tara scene.
This is what happens sometimes. Sometimes we're unkind to ourselves, and sometimes it's hard to realistically view yourself. You know what I mean? To really get a good gauge on it. It's just like when you think back when you were young and you're like, you thought you were so ugly or out of shape or so whatever, and then you look back when you're older and you're like, Jesus, what I would give to look like that. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my God, it's insane. So, you know, we're always hardest on ourselves. It's so rude. I don't know why. Well, anyway, she didn't wear enough makeup for anybody to notice. I've never been accused of not wearing enough makeup for someone to notice.
This is true.
Yeah, gotta shoot yourself in the face with a makeup gun. That's all I'm saying. Well, I'm glad they got all dolled up because they went to a party, and boy, was it a party. And then before they get to the party, while they're all trying on dresses and they look great, we do get to cut to mom's date.
Kay Parker and Eric Edwards. And
they're such a cute couple.
They're so great, but he's going to move to St. Paul. And she's like, you know, she doesn't want to take Hypatia there. She's not going to want
it. St. Paul or St. Louis?
St. Paul.
Oh, God, even worse.
But you know what? I think it's going to work out for them. And they have a very lovely, just a lovely time together.
Yeah, I mean, but
dinner.
She's got this like rad house in San Francisco. And it's like her house and it's like on the water and it looks amazing. And he's like, we've been together all this time. You want to marry me and go to St. Paul? Be like, oh, God.
Like, no, thank you.
No, I don't, actually. Yeah. I have, like, really good real estate rights. I'm in SF. I got my own place. It's like a mold. Like, God, if she, like, held onto that place till now, can you imagine?
Woo.
Holy high. Cha-cha. Dollar signs.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Then they could buy St. Paul. You know what I mean? So he doesn't even need a job. But I digress. They're going to do it. They're happy. Eric Edwards, Mike, always with the Speedo tan.
Got that Speedo tan rocking.
I love the idea of him just when he's not filming, he's just walking around in the Speedo.
Just Speedo tan.
Everywhere
up.
He goes, just Speedoing it up, going to like different like pools in California, like, you know what I mean? Getting that day pass.
getting that day pass.
Jumping in, taking a dip. I bet he's got a lot of friends in the industry. He's sunning in various scenic locales. It's great. Ready with Speedo. Well, wonderful. Then we get to the party.
Crazy looking place. All the location of this place, and it might even just be the same house. I would assume just because that's just a lot of times how this was. But like,
it's Pat Manning's house.
This looks crazy. And in the movie, it is.
That's crazy. I'm gonna take a bite of this cheese stick.
But yeah, it's got this weird backdrop with like a car and like headlights on the wall, and they're dancing. And there's a dance floor and there's a bar, and it's just and a pinball machine.
Yep.
And this party is rocking, and our ladies, our sweet young foxes, are at the party looking to have a good time. And Tara, would you say all three of them get to have a good time?
They all had a great time. You know. They all had original great times, more fun than they would thought. Hypatia Lee runs into a guy that was older than her in high school, and she was sad because he never asked her out. She's like, you ask everybody out, even this cow. Not me. He's like, well, I'm asking you now. So they have to wander around and go find a place to bang. And they found a place with a barber chair. And
I tell you what.
Do you know what's funny about that, Mike? I had a friend when I lived in South Carolina, and it was – she was, you know, like one of those – friends that is like, I didn't understand how rich she was until I was like walking through her house. It was like one of those places with like 30 rooms, right?
Kind of like this place.
Yeah, it was very much like this place, but they had this one like sunroom, and I never understood it. It was full of all these like, it was like a tropical themed room, had a bamboo bar, like cool.
Sounds
great. Our type of room, like Monsteras, like it's glass, but it had barber chairs in it, two barber chairs, much like this does. And I was always like, why do you have barber chairs in here? Is this, do they do something in here? Is this like where your dad gets his hair cut?
I mean, what, we watched a movie, oh, was it Midnight Star? The guy has a barber chair.
Yeah, it was so weird. And it was like legit, and there were two of them, and they were like legit bolted down to the floor, and they were that like green shiny material.
Well, look, I think,
and then
we,
this
see,
is
I
like
think we
what,
saw
apparently
what they were
do
doing
them. And she's like, and then she had never like questioned it. She was like, what do you mean? Doesn't everybody have like barber chairs in their sunroom? I'm like, this is weird. Like, what do you do in it? She was like, I don't know.
I mean,
and
I guess
it's like the bang chair.
I think we found out. And boy, I got to say, Hypatia's just on fire in this scene. I felt for the guy if he like this would have been a tough hold.
He put it back in.
Well, he did.
He did put it back in.
He did.
And he was like a big brawny guy, though.
Yeah, but like, whew. Holding
a lot of toughness.
Out. Yeah, but man, that's a lot of willpower.
I had never seen this guy before. He did kind of look like a football player.
But this is a great scene. And Cindy, you know, she gets with a guy. She's, you know, who's like seems real nice to her. Really wants to let her have a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're on a nice cozy couch.
And this last scene is split like that first scene, but it's split into three, and you keep getting to see what all three
of
them are
doing.
Well,
but then this is my favorite. I mean,
I was
going to
say
clearly my favorite.
I was setting you up, Tara. I was setting up what Hypatia's doing, what Cindy's doing. But Tara, how much do you like what happens with Carolot?
I mean, basically Carolot's like, my God, what a crazy pad, you know what I mean, looking around, just like have her like her dress is falling off her shoulder, she seems like she's like looking for coke or something, you know. And then good old Pat Manning comes over, and she's like, oh, you like it? And she's like, yeah, wow, this must have cost $1 million. And she's like, 1.4 million actually. And she was like, how do you know? She's like, it's my place, let me give you a tour. I'm like,
oh
my
God.
Yeah, baby.
But again, I just love the
Thank goodness.
Just the way these lines are delivered, it's just such that perfect porn, like
just predatory, I mean, woman, just
how about give you a little tour.
I
you
know
like
you just like give you a tour of my pussy.
Ah, that's
so
right.
Good. And both of they have the same like the hair standing on end haircut, you know, like they're both just like
they were meant for each other.
Way like so much hair, crispy.
You can like smell the hairspray. You can smell the Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah. Is it red? Is it blonde? It's just kind of like a crazy dye job. Yeah, 100% the Vidal Sassoon. I wish they had used glitter hairspray, which I love so much, but it's probably a little too late for glitter hairspray. But oh my God, and then. That's when you see the Carolot. My favorite thing is when people don't shave above the knee. Like, everybody's hair's waxed and blasted and off. And then in the camera, you just see like her peach fuzz.
Well, you really see Hypatia's, and it's gorgeous.
Oh my god, yes, Hypatia's face, like everybody dermaplanes off your face, peach fuzz, but she has like a peach fuzz all over her face and her legs and her ass, like everything's just covered in these like downy white hairs. It's so, and they're using that camera filter, so everything just looks, it's great. It yeah, looks fantastic. Yeah. It's very youthful. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Downy white hair, little angels. But man, this scene is so fantastic when she's like, "Oh yeah, what do we do? Show me what to do." Oh, is that how it goes? You pull this.
I've never
down,
done this before.
Pull this down, put that in there. That goes in there. That goes in there. That goes in. Fantastic. Go back and forth. Yeah, everybody finding out what that's all about is fantastic. I did want them to scissor. I feel like they were missing out.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe
you know
they
what?
Didn't. Maybe you know what? They have their whole summer ahead of them.
Yeah.
So who knows?
It's just a jumping off point.
It's just a jumping off point.
Well, oh, it did make me really want to watch Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant. I really want to watch that again. Well, we got it, so we can watch it whenever
sure
we
do.
Want. And then she says, "I've never come so much in my life." And wow, that's great.
That's
they're all having
see,
such
look,
a nice
they're
time.
Having a great summer.
And Hypatia Lee in that scene with the barber chair and everything else, like I couldn't. She's like absolute perfection. Like she's, you couldn't look more perfect. She's like amazing. She's beautiful. It's great. Like everything is just, it's wild. And then I did write that this film is just oodles of oral. Yeah, it's
an oral summer.
100%. Yeah.
And it ends with Hypatia. You know, she's all the parents are going to be away all summer and they're just going to be together. And just going to really have a good time exploring this oral summer. And boy, I'm so glad these sweet young foxes are just having a great time.
Yeah.
Tara, did you love this movie?
I loved it. It made me really just want to put on a lot of eyeliner and hairspray. I appreciate the moments in here. I like the darkness, the innocence, the sweetness, the horniness. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
a
great.
Classic.
And it's in such a weird pocket, too.
Yes.
Like, you know, as we have been watching them and things are progressively more like, you know, the scenes are longer. The scenes are more hardcore, I guess, you know. But this, I think, has more like pussy glamour shots. You
Definitely.
Know what I mean? Like, it's very much like a hold still. Just let me just really drink in what I'm looking at here. You know, like it's a lot of just like just showing it. Nobody's doing anything. People aren't banging. You're just kind of like showing the woman's body, showing her just being present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And again, there is a bit of a darkness to it. I think in a way there's a relation to something like Roommates, like a little bit when they're all talking about their, you know, the sadness and darkness.
Yeah.
You know, you have that, you know?
It's such an oddity when it's just like, you know, crammed in there. It's great. And then also I did note the, did you see the name of the production manager?
The Fish. Hey. You know what? The Fish did a great job. Maybe he was the one putting that filter
on. Good job, The Fish.
Putting that filter on. Sparkly, sparkly filter. Well, a lot of fun talking about this. A lot of fun rewatching Sweet Young Foxes, Tara. Don't know what we got lined up for next week and not 100% sure what day it'll come out, but we will be out next week. One of the days of next week,
mm-hmm.
we will be out.
Yep.
And we will be here for.
Are we ever
going to
do anything on a Western?
I mean, look, we can like look.
We've watched
so
many.
I know. I mean, you know, we can. That's the thing is, Tara. This is ours, and we can choose and discuss whatever we see fit.
Okay.
So we'll decide. We will try to let you all know. But again, can't emphasize. Pick up Richard Ramirez Eroticism CD. It is going fast. We are. It is actually. I would grab it before it is gone. And that is that for this episode.
Yay!
Tara, hope you have a wonderful, sweet, young foxes kind of summer. I think we can do it together, Tara.
Yeah, I think so. And I will be eating another hot dog.
Let's get them up. Let's do it.
Throwing up those numbers.
I like it. We'll talk to you.